Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Sun Power Sports, Colorado's largest ATV and motorcycle dealer. We're going right to the phones. We're going to be joined by one of our favorite contributors, Brad Peterson. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Terry.
Well, the first thing I want to touch on with you is the waterfall. You're kind of our resident waterfall expert. I haven't been out, but I'm going to assume that the cooler weather up north and the still open water down here, that we're seeing an influx of migratory birds. What's happening out there?
You know what, Terry? We're sitting in a really good situation right now. Like you mentioned, the north has colder weather and they're getting snow, so we've started our northern bird influx, but we haven't had a lot of really cold weather, so we still have a lot of our mid-season migrators, gadwalls, wigeons. You know, I was out this morning with a couple people, and by 7:30 we had, you know, we were close to limiting out and called it. It was a mix of about 40% gadwalls, 60% mallards, a really good flight happening, so it's a great time to get out for duck hunting. Remember, in the north or in the central flyway zone and in the northeast region, it's going to close December 2nd. So if you're wanting to get out there here either this weekend or next weekend and get an opportunity to get into those birds. And besides the duck hunting, those people along the Front Range, today's opening season of the regular goose season. And I've heard a lot of good reports from guys that have been out. Lots of birds came in with that snowstorm, cold weather we had about 3 weeks ago. So the opportunities are out there to get on birds. Stuff hasn't frozen yet, so you can still get them on ponds, rivers, sloughs. Great time to be out chasing waterfowl.
Now, if you hunt with a guide like yourself or a few of our friends, there's a good number of guides out here for waterfowl. Usually you can you guys will arrange for access, but if you don't have that opportunity, there is some pretty good access provided by public lands and parks and wildlife in Colorado, isn't there?
They do. I do want to give one heads up. The state does have some great reservation properties. One of them, I want to say it's Mishawani. It's just east of Greeley on the river. And that property has been closed because someone actually went down on a state property and baited the area. So they have shut that one down for an extended period of time. So don't look at that one. But some of the other spots for people to look at for reservations, public opportunity is Andrick is going to be good till it freezes up. Centennial Valley, and then you can get out to Tamarack. But if you don't have time to call ahead, reservation starts 2 weeks ahead of the day you want to hunt. They open up and there's a 800 number right in the brochure you can find. There's a lot of other open spots that are just first come, first serve. So I've done good on Cottonwood, Bob Elliott, Red Lion, Boone Ridge. These are all properties along the South Platte River, basically from Fort Morgan to the state line. Parks and Wildlife has done a phenomenal job providing opportunities for waterfowl hunters.
And, of course, people can book a trip with a guide service like yourself. How would they book a trip with you, Brad?
With me, they can either call me at 303-829-3998 or, you know, reach out to me on Facebook at Brad Peterson Outdoors and, happy to line up a hunt. I'm booked for the rest of this duck season. But the later duck season, which reopens December 19th and runs through the end of January, I do have a lot of open dates in there. That's a great time for river hunting, and you have opportunities for both ducks and geese along the river. So it should be good. We're setting up for one of our better waterfowl seasons we've seen for a combination of both ducks and geese in probably 5 years.
That sounds awesome. Hey, I want to take about 2 minutes because we're running kind of behind. But I know you love open water fishing. You're a tournament walleye angler, but you're also one of the most avid ice fishermen I know. What's going on? Where's your attention right now?
My attention right now is going to be on the high lakes. The ice condition in those mid-range lakes is just a little iffy. I got a report this morning from someone who was out at Dillon. Dillon has 3 to 6 inches of ice in the Snake River Cove there. They're catching some kokanees and a few trout in there. But be very careful. There's a lot of current in there, which, you know, can make ice go from 6 inches to unsafe in a very short amount of time. There actually was someone that fell in, and luckily it was only in from what I hear, in about 3-4 feet of water, so they were able to get out. But they did go through the ice this morning up there. So as we always preach, you know, make sure, bring a spud bar, be extremely safe. Early ice, you know, keep checking it every few feet, because it can go from being, you know, 6 inches to an inch and a half in 10, 15 feet. Take some time, be safe with that. But Dillon is one. Georgetown is another one that I would look at. Joe Wright and North Michigan, if you're up a little further north, up along the Poudre there, those bodies of water are pretty good. A lot of the South Park and North Park bodies of water had ice on them, and it got warm. The ice kind of went bad, and then we got a lot of wind, and it ripped a lot of that stuff off. So really target those really high lakes now. Our next cold snap, you should start seeing some of those other South Park, North Park lakes getting spots that you're able to fish. And, boy, our Front Range lakes this year, we're primed. We're in a lot better shape surface temperature-wise. So if we can get 5-6 days of real cold weather, you might be able to find some ice around here. But normally this area, it's right around that Christmas time to get out and fish, you know, not just for trout, but for some of the panfish and walleye and some of the other species.
Speaking of those species, we got about a minute at the most. We're running late. But I would think trout by shore in small lakes and ponds, if you do have open water, they should be just prolific. And you still do have a couple weeks to get the boats out on the northern Front Range.
Yep. The northern Front Range, you have most of the lakes are closing December 1st or December 2nd. So check with the local parks. Some, you know, Larimer County is a little different than state parks. So take a look there. Maybe a great opportunity to get out the next few warm days. And if not, like you say, the state is stocking a ton of trout in all these little ponds and stuff. You can get in there, catch trout. There's also bass and panfish to be caught right from the shore.
All right, my friend, we've got to run, but thanks for that update. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again very soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Terry.
Brad Peterson. Brad Peterson Outdoors, a great resource. We're going to take a quick time out, and we'll be joined by Ronnie Castiglione right here on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.